Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
And thank you for contacting Haunted House Flippers, your number one resource for the Haunted House Flippers podcast. We're sorry we can't give you a full-length episode right now, but please check back at the end of the month for a brand new full-length show. If you'd like to hear a short clip that may or may not appear to have anything to do with the show, press 1 or scream yes as if you've just won the lottery, but have yet to realize that the ticket was for last week. You have chosen poorly. Please enjoy. Goodbye.
What do you mean they only have VHS? How is that even possible? That can't be real.
I mean what I said. This place looks like it was forgotten by time, technology, and a cleaning crew.
How bad are we talking?
Which part? The clerk just wrote a rental out on a notepad and used a real cash register, not a computer. This place reeks of popcorn, but there's none to be found. And if I move a movie box, I can see that the shelf is actually white, not gray and fluffy.
Wow. So, what's in the new release section?
Oh, let me look. Dude, Titanic, double VHS pack.
I need to see this place to believe it. Did you ask if they have anything on DVD or Blu-ray?
Yep. And the kid behind the counter sort of sighed and said the owners don't believe in that disc-based media will ever catch on.
But it caught on like 20 years ago. Oh my god.
I know, right? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was actually a VCR in that house. Or I could probably find one at that little thrift shop here in town. Any preference on what I grab here, or should I just get one of our go-to favorites? Tom.
Oh no.
Are you okay? What's wrong?
He's here.
Who? Who is there? Tom.
Jefferson.
Oh, Thomas, do not do that. You nearly gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, but...
But it's just a grumpy old rooster. Ignore him and he'll ignore you.
You know that's not how this works. There is a solid chance that I might die, Janet. You could come home and find my shredded corpse still trying to reach this mailbox.
You'll be fine. I will be home soon. Goodbye, Tom.
Well, my death is on your conscience, but... Whatever, she hung up. Okay, friends. Once again... This could be my last recording as I stare death in the face. Well, I guess any of my recordings could be my last. I suppose I can't really predict when death will finally come for me. Anyway, that is besides the point. Currently, I am about 10 feet from my mailbox at the end of the driveway. Across the street, at the end of my neighbor's driveway, is that demon-possessed chicken rooster raptor thing, Jefferson. The Black Death. I just want my mail. I have a catalog I'm excited about. But every time I take a step, that thing takes one step towards me. I have never seen so much malice in such a tiny creature. Except Chihuahuas. I am so close, friends. I'm so close. So is he. Hi, Jefferson. Do you prefer that name? Jeff? Maybe Jeffy? Is it Mr. Jefferson? Probably shouldn't assume your pronouns. Sorry about that. I just want my mail. You know what? I'm just gonna grab my mail. Go! Oh God! Oh no! 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 Oh God! Go! Oh God!
Oh. Hey now! Hey! You stop that right now! You leave this poor man alone. He ain't do nothing to you.
Oh dear! Oh dear! Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I think.
Did he get you at all? You bleeding?
Not that I can tell. I would have been fine. I could have taken him. I just tripped.
Opal, love, do me a favor and take Jefferson home. I'll be right over.
Of course, of course.
You sure you're all right, hon? Come here. Let me help you up.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay, really. But thank you.
Well, all right then. Hey, will you and your wife still be home around, say, 3 o'clock? I got some groceries to put away and some chores to tend to, but I'd like to stop over with something. Been meaning to since y'all moved in.
Yeah. Janet's out running a few errands, but she should be home shortly. We're not really going anywhere.
Perfect. We'll see you in a little bit. I recommend you save your appetite.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye, Thomas.
Man, I knew my life would be weird owning a haunted house, but I never expected being rescued by a demonic rooster by two identically dressed older ladies kind of weird. I don't know what it is about those two, but something just feels off. I mean, they're older. I'm guessing somewhere between, like, 60 and 125? But I'm really bad at guessing ages. So, like I mentioned before, matching outfits, which is kind of creepy and maybe a little suspicious. Floofy floral pants, a bright yellow shirt, sky blue shawl. I don't know what that jewelry was, but God, I can still see it from here. Basically, yeah, they were basically dressed like every art teacher that I've ever met in my life. Like they were a pair of walking color palettes. Well, guess we'll see what happens later. Maybe I'll figure out a protection spell or something. Or maybe I'll just go light all of the incense.
Oh my God. How can a single bookshelf be this difficult to put together?
Because the directions are in Danish. And I mean the pastry, not the language. And the only pictures we have are of the finished product on the back of the box.
In my defense, I assumed it would have real instructions on the inside.
I'm not even sure that it's the same bookcase that's on the box. I hope you didn't pay a lot for this thing.
Oh man, don't worry. I, in fact, did not.
Yeah, it shows.
Shut up. I would have brought something nicer, but our options are limited.
You hit me. You do know that there is a thing called the internet, and on that internet, we have this astounding ability to order anything we want from anywhere in the world. Ow! Why?
I'm an instant gratification kind of girl, okay?
I have a witty retort for that, but my arm is already bruising.
Admit it. You like it.
No, I will not. But what I will admit is my concern with the odd number of wing nuts we have here.
Well, we have an even number with you now. I'll get the door.
What is that supposed to mean?
Hi. Can I help you?
My name is Juniper Jonesier, and this is my wife, Opal. You must be Janet. Is your husband at home?
Yeah, that's me. Tom is currently in a bookcase.
Are you all right? You look startled.
Yeah, I'm just starting to wonder if anyone in this town doesn't know who we are. It feels a bit unfair, but yeah, that's me, Janet.
Oh, it's nothing to be concerned with.
Oh, not at all, no. Tom mentioned your name when we asked if you'd be home later today. Poor thing got himself attacked by a rooster this morning.
He probably deserved it through some means of karmic retribution.
We just wanted to make sure he was all right.
If you're concerned we might press charges or anything, we won't. Animal maulings are pretty regular in this household.
I heard that. That is so far from the truth, it could not be further from the truth.
You know it's true. Tom, these are our neighbors. Juniper and Opal... John C.A.? Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
You did, yes.
Yeah. Hi, again. Yeah, we met earlier through the means of animal-based trauma.
Oh, we know you must be very busy with the home repairs, so we won't keep you. We just wanted to bring you these as an apology for Jefferson's behavior today.
Oh?
Is that...
This is a plate of fresh chocolate chip cookies that Opal just took out of the oven. She's an absolute alchemist when it comes to baking.
And Juniper wasn't sure what to make, so I told her, I said, you best whip up some of your veggie lasagna. No one makes lasagna like she does, especially when she grows everything herself.
Well, you have to. Ain't no other way to do it, right?
Oh, wow. Thank you. I can't even remember the last time I had a real home-cooked meal like this.
Yeah, thanks. And, hey, I made you pizza rolls just the other night.
No, you made you pizza rolls and forgot to bring me anything else. We just... Oh my god, where are my manners? I am so sorry. Our life has been kind of flipped upside down since we moved, and I'm sometimes not even sure of where my own head is at. Please, come in, if you have the time, of course.
At our age... We have all the time in the world, Mrs. Miller.
Please, call me Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
John C.A.? That sounds... French? Is that French?
No, not at all. When Opal and I got married, we couldn't decide if we wanted to hyphenate our names. And if so, who would go first, or if we just wanted to take one or the other, or just take a new one altogether.
The hardest part was that we both loved our maiden names. We are real big on family and our roots. So we decided to just mash the two names together, and voila!
Hun? Are you crying?
No. Shut up. That is just seriously the sweetest thing I have ever heard in my life.
That's very kind of you to say. We like to think we live a sweet and content life here. I'm the baker, and she's the kitchen witch.
I tend my garden, and she tends the bees.
You have bees?
Sure do. You can come see them anytime you like. Or I can just bring you some honey.
Tom, we might not leave.
What?
Other than that, you'll find her painting something that's caught her eye. Or reading.
And if you hear music, that's likely this lovely lady strumming away at her guitar.
Wow. Wow. Someday I hope I get to marry a woman like that. You two are like an absolute dream team.
You're married to me. Currently. Like, right now.
You think that'll stop me?
Yeah, valid point. Pretty sure it wouldn't.
Juniper, dear, when do you think was last time we were sitting at this here table?
Oh. Must be near 10 years now, I would think.
Sounds like you guys were close to my grandparents. Wish I could say the same.
Oh, yes. Very much so. From the day that we moved in back in 1986.
March 15th.
I don't know how you remember dates the way that you do. From that day on, it was like we'd been reunited with best friends we didn't know we lost.
Mildred and Abbott were family to us. And even though we were divided by this little road out here, we felt like a single household most days. I think I could count the number of days we didn't see them on one hand.
Wait, you said you hadn't been in here in like 10 years, but my grandfather just died a couple years ago.
Oh, Tom, after that damn sickness took our dear Mildred, Abbott, you see...
It's okay. After your grandmother passed, Abbott changed.
Honestly, I can't even imagine losing a spouse like that. That will change even the strongest person if you let it.
Oh, and Abbott let it get to him. He stopped speaking to Opal and I for no knowable reason. Shut himself in the house. He was consumed in his own darkness.
He rarely left. Only went to town for necessities. Even that was rare. Hell, he barely left the parlor.
How would you know that? Were you spying on him or something?
Honestly, yes, a bit. We were so worried, Tom. I think some of the only meals he ate were what we left on that doorstep.
Even with Mildred gone, he was still one of our dearest friends. We wanted to make sure he was all right, but he just wouldn't let us in. All right now. I think we've said enough. If we keep going, we might upset his spirit if he's still around, and that is the last thing we would ever want.
You're right. We love both of them so very much, and we were so afraid that after everything that happened, this old house might get torn down. But here you are.
Here you are.
So, do you believe?
Believe? Like, in God?
In ghosts. You said you didn't want to upset his spirit. Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm not sure what we believe in. At our age, we've seen things, heard things, felt things we can't explain. I'm not sure I can say it was ghost or not.
When questioning the presence of a spirit, we just assume they are there. No harm in being kind, even if they aren't around.
So tell us, Tom and Janet Miller, tell us about you. I feel like we've taken over this entire here conversation.
Okay. I mean, I'll start. So, speaking of ghosts, I am a professional paranormal investigator by trade.
Well, that sounds absolutely fascinating.
Professional implies you've been paid. That is not his profession. That is his hobby.
Ain't nothing wrong with a fun side hobby. It's good for the mind.
Not for mine.
And other than that, before we came out here, I was the senior chief film processing engineer for my department at our local pharmaceutical corporation.
Oh, Lord. I'm not sure exactly what all that entails, but it sounds very important.
Is that what you have listed on your resume? He develops film at our local drugstore.
Thanks. Way to kill my glory.
Do people even still use film these days?
Not really, no. I'm actually not entirely sure how I still have this job.
To be perfectly honest, I think the store just sort of forgot about you.
And what about you, Janet? What do you do?
Well, I actually work for the state of New York as a toxicologist. I do a lot of work alongside forensic investigators.
Way to show me up.
Hey, you insisted on going first, but feel free to kill my glory.
Fine, I will. All she does is work with poisons and find out why people died, sometimes helping solve murder-death crimes, and... Wait, damn it, that still sounds cool.
Good job.
Wow, what a career to get into. What a life. So, now please tell me, if this is too personal a question, but how did you two end up together?
You know what, hon? I'm gonna leave that story to you. I'm gonna go cut up some of this food because I'm starving.
Alright. So believe it or not, we actually met in a cemetery.
Now, I have to know. What are your plans for this old house? Couldn't help but notice the old parlor's just ripped up to pieces. Are you gonna gut all the rooms?
Ugh, God, I hope not. We didn't want to rip up that floor, but there was a lot of water damage from a roof leak. Unless there's anything really bad, we're gonna just do our best to keep everything intact and just clean and update.
We saw that young Edwards fellow working outside there with that construction company, and we were worried that this place would never look the same.
Oh, they were mostly just fixing the roof and trying to get in the attic. And you know what? If I had any say in this at all, I would keep this house exactly as it is right now.
I'm sure you would. Complete with the collapsed bathroom.
You know what? Probably. It's got character. Oh, wait. Hey, so back up. Who is this Edwards person you mentioned?
Lee. It's Lee, you potassium deficient banana. Lee's last name is Edwards.
How do you even know that? I don't know that.
If you had bothered to read any of the contract we signed, you would know this. Lee Edwards was at the bottom of every single page.
You know what? Listen, listen.
Yes, yes, I'm listening. What's up, Buttercup?
Just shush. So, okay, about Lee. What do you know about them? I feel like they're just this weird living mystery.
Not much to be known, unfortunately. Lee's father, Edward, we all called him Eddie, lived in the old carriage house alone for many years. Always kept to himself. Lee didn't move in until just before he passed.
Wait. Lee's father's name was Edward? Edward Edwards.
That's right.
Okay, that is funny.
As for Lee, we've only spoken a handful of times. Seems as polite as Eddie ever was.
Shame about the height difference, though.
Oh?
See, Eddie was a giant of a man when it came to height. He towered over nearly everyone in town.
It would seem that Lee wasn't nearly as fortunate. Oh my goodness, would you look at the hour? We did not mean to take up so much of your time.
No, it's quite all right. It's been nice to have someone new to chat with. Lee is nice enough, and Tom is, well, Tom.
I am right here.
You two are an absolute delight, but Juniper and I do have to get back home. We might not have a full farm over there, but what critters we do care for are very particular about their evening routines.
Speaking of critters, quick question before you go. What is up with Jefferson? Like, why does he hate me?
Yep, because it's just Jefferson. Because you're like a Disney princess to all the other animals in the world.
It is just him. I don't know what his problem is. What is he, some kind of ancient demon or something?
Maybe. Don't know much about him either, to be honest with you. He was here when we moved in and he's just never left. Thankfully, he seems to like us well enough.
Wait. When you moved in? If we just look at when you moved in, that would make him...
36, dear. We suspect he's well over 40.
That isn't possible.
Shouldn't be, no. But sometimes when something is made just right, it don't ever break down or die. Like that light bulb at that fire station out in New York.
That doesn't make any sense.
Thank you so much for inviting us in. We do hope you enjoy the food, and please, consider yourself welcome to visit us anytime you like. Come and meet the bees.
It was wonderful meeting you. And likewise, if you see us home, please feel free to stop by.
Might just take you up on that, Janet. We'd love to see how you turn this from a Davis house into a Miller home.
We'll see you too soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya. Am I the only one who found it a little odd that they messed up the family name?
Oh, don't start with it, Tom. They're just old. Let them be.
But...
Haunted House Slippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who also voices Tom Miller. Our social media presence is thanks to Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller. And our graphic design and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. A very special thanks goes out to our guest actors today. Dawn Bland joining us again and lending her talents as Opal John C.A. And Journey LaFond, who joins us for the first time as Juniper John C.A. Journey is a loud voice in the LGBTQ+ and POC communities and runs an amazing blog and podcast called Ask a Brown Feminem. Be sure to go and check it out. We will have links posted on our website to make sure it's nice and easy to find. Our theme music is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is a real email address. If you'd like to support Haunted House Flippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.